Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You may be doing something that could make you a victim of road rage and you don't even know it.
Uh-oh.
There's something you can do to your car that will make you significantly more likely to be a victim of road rage.
You're driving the speed limit in the left lane.
That could be true, Cato, but that is not what this particular story is about.
If it's below the speed limit, it's even worse.
In fact, I'll go a step further and say, this could make the difference in whether someone would excuse behavior like that or not.
Okay.
It's the bumper stickers on your car.
Oh, wow, yeah.
If you have political bumper stickers on your car, yeah. You're more likely to end up the victim of a road rage incident.
And I'm always shocked when I see that because I've seen videos where people say, oh, this person supports this one or that one, and they will key people's car based on
right.
it. Like, people are just so unwell these days.
I'll be honest. That's why I've never put a Clemson sticker. Because I know those Carolina fans.
They're going to be upset.
I have friends
you.
That are Carolina fans. They're mean to me at times.
Right. You got to stay away from those politics.
But it's funny because we had this old couple that used to go to church years ago.
Yeah.
And they had a political bumper sticker from candidates that didn't even win. And they were still proud of that. They flaunted it, and we would just, behind their backs, make fun of
like
them.
Like Dukakis, 1988.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, after a big loss like that, wouldn't you go out and take the bumper sticker off?
My friend who's a Georgia fan, when Georgia loses,
well, that's
she
different.
Takes her flags off her car.
Does she really?
Yeah, she's embarrassed.
Okay.
Well, they studied this. They asked 900 volunteers to watch different driving videos that showed people cutting someone off or driving like an idiot and rate how likely they would be to get upset about it.
Mm.
And if the cars had a bumper sticker supporting one party or the other, or some of them had no bumper stickers at all, they found that seeing a bumper sticker they agreed with had almost no effect. But if they had a sticker that you did not agree with, you were more likely to honk, yell, or extend a finger.
That's sad.
It's not only politics, but it's other things. Like, I saw a car. This is kind of funny because they said it had saved the planet on it.
That's politics.
And it had, like, the exhaust, the muffler.
Black smoke.
Black smoke rolling out the back of the truck is what it was on.
Well, yeah, the bumper sticker's like, you saved the planet.
Yeah.
Not me. That's your job.
Yeah, it's like, I ain't saving the planet. Maybe it was a joke. It was that funny.
That is too funny.
To see smoke rolling out the back of that.
See, that's one, I mean, I just laugh.
Well, it's also those marijuana stickers that people put on their car. I'm like, you know, when you get pulled over, do you not think that's going to be like, you know?
They're like, I thought that was a basil plant. I just really like herbs.
Parsley. I've got relatives in Canada. That's their flag, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically, if you're running around with a bunch of stickers that put you in one party or the other, you're running the risk of people of the opposite party being less likely to tolerate a mistake that you make, more likely to honk, yell, or worse.
That's so sad. And I was just thinking maybe the old candidate bumper stickers are more so to brag that that car is still running in today's world.
Right.
It's not that they still represent that person, but they're like, this car is from the 88 candidacy, and it's still running. That's impressive.
I'll be honest with you. I do this, and I'll give you an example. I could be driving in traffic, and someone just cuts off in front of me. And my first reaction is to rage. But then I see they got a B93.7 sticker on their car. I'm like, oh, that's probably, they just made a mistake. Yeah. That's okay.
That's why everybody should have a B93.7 sticker
on
their car.
Well, not everyone might agree, but I certainly will treat you better.
Right? It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
But 94% of moms spend more on their kids in this area than they do themselves. And I can see this. I know my mom did this.
Close. Interesting.
Huh?
I don't know what it would be.
Clothes?
Clothes. That is correct.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm going to go with clothes.
Yeah, that's correct, Tom. Yeah. So 94% of moms admit they spend more on kids' clothes than they do on their own. And my mom was very sacrificial. You know, she would always, you know, do with less so we could have some, you know, at least some kind of cool clothes.
My mom would hide it from our dad.
Yeah.
She would take us shopping and he wouldn't know about what she spent.
Yeah.
And if he had had any idea what she was paying for some of our clothes, he would have probably had a heart attack.
Yeah. And you know what? But kids grow up so fast. It's like if you go and you're spending more money on their clothes, it's like, you know, you buy them some shoes, and like 3 months later, it's like their toes poking out the top of that Croc, and you're like, you're going to wear that another 3 or 4 years before.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, Crocs have holes. What's one more?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Tori, you say that, but you're going to be getting Michael the nicest stuff.
I already am. All his stuff is not designer, but it's fancier than mine.
You remember, she didn't want any hand-me-downs.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go again.
I was like, I got plenty of little boys' clothes from a friend.
Yeah.
I think I want to buy my own sun clothes.
Move on with the information, Hawk.
So you've not used any.
Such
you know
a
what?
Brat.
I'm glad you said that because I have some hand-me-downs. I had boys.
Thanks, Cato.
I'm just thinking, kidding. Okay.
They turn 18. I'm just kidding.
I mean, yeah, some still have the tag on them.
Wow. Why didn't you use them?
Well, because they grow up so fast. It's like you bought them, you bring it home. Like, wow, you grew up since we got. You just tried that on at the store 2 hours ago.
Yeah, seriously.
I believe if you buy any kind of expensive clothes for kids from birth to 7, you're wasting money.
No, you know what you're doing, Cato? Oh. You're spending money broadcasting for you.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's wrong, but women, parents that buy their little kids expensive clothes, they're doing that to reflect on them.
See, now I like Carter's, in my opinion, is pretty pricey, but you can go to TJ Maxx and get it pretty cheap. You can get it at Walmart. So it's technically name brand, but I'm not spending a lot on it.
No, that's fine.
So it looks fancy.
But if you got Armani or Louis Vuitton on your kid.
I ain't doing that.
Well, Tom, you're right. Because they said that women, between 18 and 55, 47% of them, they set aside time to shop specifically for the child and not themselves. They're going there and I'm going to go. And they just stay in the kids' department. You know, that's going to be so cute on him. And so they're dressing it up. So that it's kind of like a little, you know, bragging rights there.
And it's awesome because people will be like, he's so cute. Look at his little overalls. Meanwhile, I look homeless. But he looks cute.
He's got that, you know, Babe Magnet shirt on a little bitty baby, stuff like that.
I do think that there's an age where you should go ahead and step up and try to let your kids fit in. Like, get them stuff that's not going to make them stand out in the crowd. Let them buy stuff that is socially the in thing.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought that for me, it built character. That's what my mom and dad would say.
But not good character.
Yeah, you want those nice shoes everybody else was wearing. And then they would go out of style, and then your parents finally buying for you.
Yeah.
It's like those are out of style.
I'm not talking about breaking the bank. I'm just saying you need to buy them the stuff that's not going to let them look like that they are so, I don't know, Amish.
But these shoes are $170.
Yes,
and they look like, you know, just plain old tennis shoes. But all the other kids are wearing them.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about.
Like letting a kid dress themselves. Have you seen little kids dress themselves?
No, I've got pictures from when I was a little kid in school, and I asked my parents, I'm like, why did you put me in those clothes?
Yeah.
And they're like, those were your favorites.
See, that's my dad grew up with nothing, and so he always was like, anything we wanted in terms of name brand, he was like, get it for them. Just go. Treat them. So
right, because it was making up for what he missed when he was a kid.
And I remember when Timberlands were in, and we both wanted a pair. Yeah. My mom was like, absolutely not. Called Dad, and he was like, they're shoes. Get it for him.
Yeah.
Like, dang, that's awesome.
I thought you were going to say you had to split them.
I was going to say, there's two in a box. It's
you get the left one today. I'll get the right one.
No, you would just do it every other day.
Oh, like, that makes more sense.
I was thinking like you were, Tori.
I didn't get that either. Well,
moms, thank you so much for sacrificing so we can look cool.
And they do.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I had a friend who was driving to work, and he saw something that he thought was disturbing and perhaps maybe not a good idea. And he shared it with me. He said he was driving by a funeral home, and it was one of these things that's had four or five different name changes in the past 3 years, but they had Halloween decorations up outside of the funeral home.
Okay.
I don't know if a funeral home is the best place to put up Halloween decorations.
What do you mean? It's the one place that basically comes stocked with Halloween decorations.
Yeah, I mean, you got
just put grandma out there.
I rest my case, Tori.
Put lights around grandma, just open the casket.
A little
up.
Coffin.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you're going there to try to finalize plans for grandma's funeral, and you walk up, and there's like headstones with funny things all over them, cobwebs, coffins laying around.
A hearse parked in the driveway.
And out back, you're like, gosh, these coffins are expensive. Is the display one out front for sale? Is there a discount?
I want the one in the Halloween display.
Yes.
So there's actually, when you think about it, some other places that are either, depending on your perspective, not a good idea to dress up or to spruce up for Halloween, or they're a great idea for Halloween decorations. So I just thought I would run down a couple of other possible places that would or would not be good.
I'm thinking of one hospital.
Okay, hospital. Maybe that one would need to stick to the jack-o'-lanterns, stay away from the skeletons and the gravestones.
Yeah.
Can you imagine getting injections and stuff, and then she's like, happy Halloween. I'm not even a nurse. I just dressed up like one.
Exactly.
I'm the receptionist. Dressed as a nurse today.
And is the blood splattered on the walls real, or is it decor?
Yeah.
True.
Okay, so hospitals be one of them. Old folks home.
Yeah.
Now, it might be cute if you have the jack-o'-lanterns again, but when you start putting out the coffins, the headstones,
skeletons,
the fake burial areas and skeletons, it might be in bad taste.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, they may think it's funny.
Yeah, I mean, they still got to celebrate Halloween, too. I mean, I know it's close and death's knocking on their door, but still.
So definitely don't put the guy with the scythe, you know, and he's like, look, death himself, the Grim Reaper.
Don't make anything too scary at that point.
Right, they turn the corner.
Honest, sometimes those old people scare me.
Mm-hmm. And if death's knocking at their door, they may not open it for trick-or-treaters.
I know, right?
Like, I don't know who's out there.
Along those lines, they said a crematorium, which I think that goes the same as the funeral home.
Yeah.
A daycare center. That's one where you got to make them kid-related ones that you don't want to have anything too scary at the daycare center.
Mm-hmm. I went to the Halloween costume stores with my friend and their little kids, and she was like, well, somebody's going to have nightmares because, you know, they got all those animatronics that you press the button. They scared me.
That is scary as going to Mad World sometimes.
Yeah. I'm like,
I had friends ask me because they wanted to bring younger kids to Mad World. I'm like, it's pretty scary.
I would think you need to know your kid.
Yeah, you do. Yes. And you don't have to go through the haunted house. You can sit there and throw axes and stuff.
I've seen grown adults with those no-scare medallions.
Me!
You see the creepies walking around. They're like, don't come over here.
It's at a blood donation center. You're going to give blood.
No, I think you could dress it up.
As Dracula.
Yeah, everybody dresses up like a vampire that day. Yeah, I like that one.
Okay. Yeah. So, like I said, these could be great places. They could be terrible places. It depends on your point of view.
Sure.
A grief counseling center.
Dress up as a clown.
Okay, I was even thinking worse, just the whole, I mean, you don't know what they're there for, what their grief is for, and it could be really inappropriate to what you've got.
They've lost somebody. And, of course, you're walking through the cemetery as you go in the front door.
Something reaches up out of the grave for you.
Usually grieving is over someone that you've lost.
Oh, that's really? Terrible.
A lot of things, but yeah.
Yeah, you're like, a clown?
Well,
oh, that's terrible.
I didn't know that's what it was. I just thought it was, go on, Tom, sorry.
I said a dentist office, a jack-o'-lantern with all of its teeth missing doesn't inspire much confidence, but I think you can decorate a dentist office.
Plus, you could be like, see what happens when you don't floss and brush, kids?
And if the dentist was creative, they could put braces on.
That's clever, Kato. Yeah.
I like it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They said a police station shouldn't be decorated in Halloween. Like that crime tape, is it real?
Who knows? Yeah. You got the chalk outline.
Right. That could be funny, too. So these are both ways.
Chalk outline, that's something good for the kids to do during Halloween. You know what? Just have that, because they're already on the street, and just have a...
Yeah.
You know, have them, lay down, Timmy. I'm going to, outline you. That's a good one.
I like that, too,
just for my own Halloween.
They said wedding chapels are not a good place to do Halloween.
Well, it's pretty much death when you walk through that door.
Hospice care center.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, that's for those who don't know what hospice is, that's end-of-life care.
Yeah.
Also, they said... what is the last? Oh, blood testing lab. That's kind of like the blood place. That's not too bad, I guess. Airport security checkpoint. That'd actually be kind of funny. They could even do the skeleton, like when you go through the machine and it scans you, and then it shows the skeleton of you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny.
I know, right? I think that could be a fun one.
How about this church? You don't see any like Halloween, decorations in churchyards, do you?
I see a lot of cemeteries.
It depends.
That's true. Hey, listen, I had to go and do an Easter egg hunt in a cemetery by my church one year. I'm like, the adults weren't thinking too clearly.
And churches were awesome. They would put, like, hands coming out from the graves.
That's terrible.
I found the prize egg behind Grandma.
I can't get it.
It's true.
Could you imagine walking through a cemetery and you're like, wait a minute, that's Aunt Tracy. What's her arm doing sticking out? That'd be so messed up.
That would be.
I think churches, though, you have the churches who think anything demonic and satanic is bad.
Do.
But then when you look at Halloween, it's so commercialized, I don't really feel like it is that anymore. It's just kids asking for candy.
Well, you do put something clever on the sign out there and put the Grim Reaper right beside it. It kind of might get the message or the point across.
Put an angel and then the devil walking in the door. Which side of the church are you going to sit on?
Oh, everybody's piled up on one side, scared of the other.
That doesn't seem like how it's supposed to work.
I know, but
okay.
If we're just making up stuff.
And we are.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, is chivalry dead? What's the chivalrous things that the women expect guys to do on a date? Obviously, number one thing's open doors.
Right.
It could be car doors, could be any door. Now, if you've been knocked out 3 times by a restaurant door, most likely he's not a chivalrous guy. Those rotating doors don't count, though. Okay, just saying, because those are complicated.
Yeah.
I've always heard that if you see a man opening a car door for a woman, it's either a new woman or a new car.
Ah, okay.
But that's sad. That's a very sad way to look at it.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to get to some of the actual chivalrous moves that women don't really care for. And it kind of blew me away. I want to see what you guys have to think. Well, they say also giving her your coat when she is cold. That is the chivalrous thing that a guy can do.
Yep. I'm cold.
Okay, me too.
You know what? I told you to get your jacket before we left.
Dang, Kato.
What is
chivalry
that show?
Chivalry is not dead.
Where she's like, I'm cold, and he goes, well, dang, Jackie, I can't control the weather.
Yes, so that's one thing to do. I know, now, with kids, it's different. It's like they need to learn their lesson. It's like, you know, I don't want to take a coat out today.
Kids go to school in the wintertime in shorts.
They do, yeah. Yeah.
I don't get it.
Also, helping with coat, that is a chivalrous thing you can do. Like if she's trying to put on her coat, you know.
I think that applies to both parties. My wife will help me with mine sometimes, too.
I agree. I think that's a good point.
But isn't it funny? You see him going around in circles trying to find out an arm. I like that.
Like a dog chasing his tail.
Yeah.
We're seeing why Kato's single now.
Yeah, pretty
well,
much.
I get stuck in that, too, because I have a jacket I really loved, and it was only one size, but it was on sale, so I got it anyway.
Yeah.
And I do kind of struggle getting that other arm in.
All right.
Still wear it.
They say paying for everything is a chivalrous move that guys should do.
It's what I always thought.
Yeah. And then initiating the kiss on the first date is a chivalrous thing to do.
Yeah, because a lot of times she ain't gonna. So if you're gonna get a kiss, you need to make the move.
Right.
That can be scary for guys.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's part of being a man is overcoming that fear of rejection and going in for the kiss.
If she ducks, though, or just sticks out her hand for a high five, that's a sign
she
don't want.
You gotta go around it.
But it's kind of scary in these times we're living in because next thing you know, you have assault charges filed against you because she didn't want that first kiss.
Man, I don't think we got that bad yet. I hope.
All right, chivalrous things that they expect guys to do. Now, this is one that I feel that's very important. Man should always be on the bottom when giving a piggyback ride. That's just all.
I guess it depends on the couple.
That does make sense. Now, here are some polite moves that women don't actually care for, which surprised me.
Okay.
So they said ordering her meal.
Yeah, I don't see how that's cool at all.
They say it's just too old school, and you don't want to do that anymore. Let her order for herself.
I don't think even in my lifetime that was ever cool.
Yeah.
I actually end up ordering for John most of the time because he'll get something and he doesn't like it. And so he says, you just order for me. Your food always looks better.
Wow.
Or it's like, hey, you know what? We do want that appetizer and he wants it too. Right?
Yes.
What you should do one time is just go, I'll have the filet. He'll have the chicken fingers and fries.
Kids.
All right. Another polite move that women don't actually care for, pulling out her chair. Now, helping out a woman with her seat can work at the formal dinners and stuff like that. Or if it's an older woman who can't really do it herself.
Yeah, be careful how you say that.
What do you mean?
Helping a woman out with her seat.
Okay.
It sounds like it'd be the wrong way to do it.
I'll be honest. Because I have a Jeep Cherokee, and, you know.
You got to push your mom up by her butt.
I did.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, which cheek you want me to help you out with, mama?
She said you got left cheek last time, so let's even it out.
She'll put her cane in sometimes, and I'm like, I'm just, you know, I'm at the doctor's office. I'm out in the parking lot. Yeah, so you've helped before older people?
My mom when she had surgery.
Sure.
We need video of this.
Yes.
That would be a lot of hits on social media.
But you know, though, pushing the chair in for your date, it's okay, I think, because sometimes pulling it out from under them is even funnier.
Okay.
showing us why he's single.
You'll mess it up, though. You know, the seat's too far or too, you know.
Yeah, true.
So sometimes they say you can let that one go.
Well, and pushing it in is awkward if I'm sitting in it, because if he does try to push it in and it doesn't budge.
Right.
I'm leaving the date. Like, I don't want to be there anymore.
And that's tough because my mom has gotten older and she needs help with this stuff.
Yeah.
And it is. It's like a trick to it almost.
Hey, listen, I put Ben Gay in areas that I didn't think I would see on my mom.
Okay, this is not what we were talking about.
Are you going to lie down?
She couldn't reach.
It's not supposed to go there. Where are you putting it?
Well, she can't, like in the middle of your back. And
well, there's nothing around the middle of your back.
Okay. Well, I had to unlatch your bra because that got in the way.
You are so.
Are these more things women don't like?
I'll go lay down on the couch.
Things I'd like to hear about.
Your parents get older, you got to help them.
You do.
And then finally, they say carrying a purse. And do you even have to explain that when they think you're going to be digging around in their purse and stuff? Now, I think
why would you be carrying their purse?
Because, like, if you are at the clothing store or something, as I hear, hold my purse. And I thought we were supposed to be purse holders. I thought that was okay, but they say carrying her purse.
If she don't like it, don't ask.
The only time I could think is, like, if we're at a concert or something and I have to use a porta potty.
Yeah.
I don't want to take it in there and have to set it down. But other than that, I pretty much take it wherever I need it.
Okay, yeah.
I was downtown with my friends and their kids. We took them to touch a truck this past year at the market. And Lillian brought her purse, and she didn't want to hold it after she brought it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had that Coach purse slung up against. And I don't know why she has a Coach purse. That might be mommy's that she took. But slung it up over my arm, walking down Main Street. Didn't bother me at all.
Once again, we see why Kato's still single.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.